Hello and welcome to the Data Protection Commission podcast with me, Graeme Doyle, Deputy Commissioner and Head of Media and Communications here at the DPC. As we approach Christmas time and the busy shopping season, we thought it might be helpful to give you a run through of some of the DPC's guidance around issues that crop up the most at this time of year. So in today's podcast, we're going to look at topics of connected toys and devices, e-receipts and direct marketing. And if there's a particular topic that you're interested in learning more about, you can find links to our guidance on our website, which is at www.dataprotection.ie. So firstly, I'm going to delve into some advice on the different connected toys and devices which may be gifted, particularly to children at this time of the year. Many of us adults and children derive lots of utility from the connected toys and devices that are on the market today. And really the purpose of what I want to discuss now is just to raise some awareness of some of the data protection concerns and issues that we do need to be aware of as we're using or allowing our children to use these very devices. So as people would be aware, connected toys have an ability to interact with children either directly or through an accompanying app. In some instances, the toys can recognise words and react in certain ways to suggest an emotional response of some sort to what a child says or does. For example, we'd be familiar with dolls that close their eyes when asked to go to sleep by the child. And sometimes in cases, these toys connect to an app and it might allow for the collection recording of conversations between a doll and a child, or even act as some form of walkie-talkie. So it's important to know that for some of these products, the voice recordings are shared with other companies and the toys' terms and conditions may allow for the child's conversation to be used as a basis for targeted advertising. Certain toys may also be advertised as using AI to appeal to some children. This could mean that more data will be collected and that it will be subject to complex processing, which may result in a profile being created about a child. Smartwatches then are another common gift, both for adults and children. And similarly, these can allow parents or guardians to communicate with their child through a mobile phone function or in certain circumstances, report the location of a child. And these things can be very useful. Some watches also feature an SOS button to allow a quick dial capability if there's an emergency. But it is important to note that it is being found that in some cases, these communications functions are not secured and can be hacked, which would allow eavesdropping in conversations or even serious issues such as direct communication with a child themselves. The location function on these watches can also be manipulated at times by hackers to make the child appear somewhere else, and the SOS function can even be tricked to use a non-trusted phone number. So any interaction that your child may have with these toys, smartwatches or other similar smart devices can potentially carry some data protection risks. Whilst many of us use these products as part of our daily life, it's just important that we are aware of these risks. So in the guidance notes, we have a full list of things to look out for in this area, and we do encourage parents and guardians or anyone who wishes to gift a child with a similar device to give careful consideration when selecting one that has a camera or some sort of voice recording ability that connects to the internet or that allows remote connection using a smartphone or tablet app. If you are happy then to buy the toy or device for a child, then take care to ensure that it is working in the way described and that you are happy with what it is doing, especially when it shares information with an app or with companies' websites that it may connect to. Moving on then to the topic of e-receipts, this is another topic which is particularly relevant at this time of the year, with the increasing number of retailers at point of purchase offering customers the option of receiving an electronic receipt or an e-receipt as it's commonly known as. The DPC previously carried out a series of audits in order to assess how organisations process personal data in the course of providing e-receipts to customers. In a number of cases, email addresses gathered for the purpose of issuing e-receipts were then subsequently used by retailers in order to issue marketing materials. So then following on from these audits, the DPC produced guidance around the use of e-receipts to assist retailers in adhering to the best practice. And it's important that customers know their rights in this regard. So at the point of purchase, if a customer is asked to provide an email address, they should be advised if the reason is to provide them with an e-receipt. And it should be made clear that they are under no obligation to provide this email address in order to get that receipt. They can request a hard copy from the till. If an email address has been collected for the purpose of sending an e-receipt and the retailer then wants to use that address for sending marketing emails, we always advise that unless the retailer has informed the customer about this, has given the customer the opportunity to opt out of receiving these marketing emails at that point of collection, then it is unlawful for the retailer to do so. The customer should always be given an easy opportunity to opt out of further marketing communications each time they are subsequently contacted for marketing purposes. Data protection law requires retailers to process data transparently and also to be accountable to both the customer whose data they process and to us here at the DPC. Retailers who want to send marketing emails in this way must comply with the rules as they are set out in both the GDPR and the e-privacy regulations, both of which also govern our next topic of discussion, which is electronic direct marketing. So this type of marketing usually involves an organization or a marketer attempting to promote a product or service or attempting to get you to request additional information about a product or service by targeting you as an individual. The DPC tends to receive lots of queries on these types of communications and people regularly asking, how can I opt out from using them? Typically, such marketing communications are sent by email, text message, or by way of telephone calls, again, commonly known as cold calling. The communications often contain special offers or promotions, but direct marketing can be broader than sales pitches as it can also include canvassing for votes in an election or the promotion of the ethos of an organization. If you receive electronic direct marketing when you have not provided your information to an organization or if you did not provide it for the purposes of the marketing, this is known as unsolicited direct marketing. You may or may not have directly provided your contact information to an organization, but nevertheless, this does not always mean you provided your contact details in order for an organization to market their products or services to you. You can stop an organization sending further unsolicited direct marketing to you by sending an unsubscribe or opt-out request to the organization that sent you the marketing material in the first place. The material you receive should always include a valid address to which you may send such a request, and your unsubscribe request must be actioned. And most of us are probably familiar with seeing these in emails, marketing emails that we receive. However, it's important to note that not all marketing communications sent by an organization involve the processing of personal data, and therefore data protection regulations do not apply in those situations. And for example, market surveys seeking your views on issues such as political matters or radio listenership preferences. Apart though from these scenarios, if you receive direct marketing from an organization you never dealt with before, and if you have concerns as to where your information was sourced, you can seek and should seek an explanation from the organization concerned. Where you're unhappy with the outcome of this, you can of course come to us here at the DPC for further advice. Infringements of the rules governing unsolicited direct marketing is a serious matter, and such infringements are treated as criminal offences which may be prosecuted by the DPC in the district court. Penalties of up to €5,000 may be imposed for each offence, and we regularly see prosecutions of this nature taken before the courts. If you receive direct marketing communications that break the rules we've discussed, you may submit your concern to the DPC, outlining the details through our online form on our website. There you can also find a host of guidance on this topic for further information. So with that, we're all wrapped up with today's installment of the DPC podcast. I'd like to thank you for joining me, and hopefully you learned something useful as we approach this festive season. And this really is about awareness raising for individuals, customers and organizations, retailers themselves. I'd like to wish you and your families a happy and safe Christmas period, and we will be back in the new year with our next podcast episode. Thank you very much.